Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, my daily detachment squad. Avery Hart here, and let's be real. Life can feel like a hurricane sometimes, right? Stress, anxiety, that endless to-do list. It's enough to make you want to crawl under the covers and hide. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this chaos with a little more grace, a little more calm? Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of self-awareness, a stoic superpower that can help you stay unbothered, even when the world is throwing everything it's got at you. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-awareness? Isn't that just like being in touch with your feelings? Well, yeah, there's that. But self-awareness goes way deeper than just recognizing how you feel. It's about understanding the root causes of those feelings, identifying your triggers, and ultimately becoming aware of the thoughts and beliefs shaping your reactions to the world around you. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and self-awareness is the gardener tending to it. You need to know what's growing, what needs pruning, and how to cultivate those positive blooms. So, here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your self-awareness game. Because trust me, this isn't just some airy-fairy philosophy. It's a practical toolset for living a more intentional and fulfilling life. Number 1. Pay attention to your thoughts. I mean really pay attention. When those negative or anxious thoughts creep in, don't just brush them aside. Ask yourself, is this thought actually true? Is it helpful? Is it serving me? Often, our minds are like a broken record, playing the same old tunes on repeat. By becoming aware of these patterns, you can start to challenge them and choose more empowering thoughts. Number 2. Embrace your emotions. It's okay to feel. Don't try to suppress or ignore your emotions. That just leads to a buildup and eventually, an explosion. Instead, acknowledge them, name them, and explore what might be causing them. Journaling can be a great tool for this. Get those feelings out on paper and see if any patterns emerge. Number 3. Identify your triggers. We all have them. Those situations or people that tend to set us off. Recognizing your triggers allows you to anticipate potential challenges and develop coping mechanisms. You're not trying to avoid these situations altogether. You're simply arming yourself with the tools to navigate them more effectively. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting, Om. Although, if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, paying attention to your senses, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to breathe deeply, focus on your surroundings, and just be. Number 5. Seek feedback from others. Sometimes we're blind to our own blind spots, right? Asking trusted friends or colleagues for honest feedback can give you valuable insights into how you come across to others. Be open to their perspectives, even if they're not always easy to hear. Remember, self-awareness is a lifelong journey. It's about continuous growth and learning. Ever felt like you're on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, mindlessly consuming content, and then suddenly realize you have no idea what you just read? That's a classic example of lacking self-awareness. We're so caught up in the external world that we forget to look inward and check in with ourselves. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss gives you a critical piece of feedback. Instead of getting defensive or shutting down, you take a deep breath, acknowledge their perspective, and ask clarifying questions. That's self-awareness in action. You're not letting your emotions dictate your response. You're choosing to be thoughtful and receptive. So, what are the big takeaways here? Self-awareness is not just some fluffy concept. It's a powerful tool that can help you navigate life with more grace, clarity, and resilience. By paying attention to your thoughts, embracing your emotions, identifying your triggers, practicing mindfulness, and seeking feedback from others, you can cultivate a deeper understanding of yourself and unlock your full potential. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfection, it's about progress. Every day is an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to grow, and to live a more intentional life. So go out there, be curious, and embrace the journey. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little boost of self-awareness. Let's spread the Stoic love. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of daily detachment. Until then, stay unbothered, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.